Welcome. I'm used to saying good morning, so it feels weird to be up here and say good evening, but good evening. Thank you all for coming. Just want to let you know that we're kind of in a time of transition for those of you that don't generally come to our church, and we're glad that you're here anyways. Our pastor is coming. His first Sunday will be February 16th. And so we're looking forward to welcoming him here. However, we don't have a pastor tonight, so I'm going to have to do for this evening. So I'd just like to welcome you here. Thank you for taking time out of your Christmas Eve to come and celebrate the reason for the season with us. Thank you for coming to just enjoy reading through scripture and listening to some songs and just thinking about what Christmas means. If you would bow your heads and pray the Lord's Prayer with me to get started. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
The skies don't seem to be as dark as usual. The stars seem brighter than they've been before. Deep within I feel my soul is stirring, as though my hope has been restored. The shepherds say they've heard the voice of angels, confirming rumors spread across the land, that a child protected well from Herod's anger is God our Son, the Son of Man. Love is raining down on the world tonight. There's a presence here, I can tell. God is in us, God is for us, God is with us, Emmanuel. He's the Savior we have been praying for. In our humble hearts, He will dwell. God is in us, God is for us, God is with us, Emmanuel. I feel compelled to tell all who will listen that peace on earth is not so out of reach. If we can find grace, mercy, and forgiveness, He has come to save. He is all of these. Love is raining down on the world tonight. There's a presence here, I can tell. God is in us, God is for us, us, Emmanuel. He's a Savior we have been praying for. In our humble hearts He will dwell. God is in us, God is for us, God is with us, Emmanuel. Praying for, in our humble hearts He Savior, we have been praying for. In our humble hearts, you will dwell. You are in us. You are for us. You are with us. Emmanuel.
Isaiah 40, verses 1 through 8. Comfort, comfort my people, says the Lord. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double of all her sins. Voice for one of one calling, in the wilderness prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All people are like grass, and all their faithfulness is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fail. Because the breath of the Lord blows on them, surely the people are grass. The grass withers and the flowers fail. But the word of our God endures forever.
Jeremiah 23:5-6. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell securely. And this is the name by which he will be called. The Lord is our righteousness.
Glorious, trembling. Zechariah 9, verses 9 through 10. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will cut off the chariot of Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall speak peace to the nations. His rule shall be from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth.
The next reading is Haggai 2, verses 6 through 9. For thus says the Lord of hosts, yet once more in a little while I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, so that the treasures of all nations shall come in, and I will fill the house with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, declares the Lord of hosts. The latter glory of this house shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, declares the Lord of hosts. Now I'd like to ask the kids to come for a little story. Yes, I'm on. All right, who's tired of waiting? You tired of waiting? I mean, there are just so many things that we've been waiting for. For the last 5 weeks, well, we've been lighting candles every Sunday. And for those of you who haven't been coming, we started with a barn, a stable. And every week we've added, what have we added? Those guys. All right. Well, the sides were on there. Okay. We had animals. All right. And on Sunday, I didn't push the right button. Let's see. the angel came. And the angel talked to the people, and we learned that the angel is God's messenger telling all the good news. I don't know if you can hear that, but it's gently playing away in the manger. And we have something else tonight. This isn't complete, is it? No. Well, let's see. You suppose something is in this present? Who wants to open it? Huh? Me? Come on, buddy. You can come and open. All right, come on. You can help. All right, here. We'll rip it here. All right, here. Okay. All right. Keep going. All right. All right. That's all right. We can just throw it on the floor. It's okay. All right, let's open it up.
It's a box.
All right, it's a box. Let's see what's in there. Can you pull it out?
An animal.
An animal, right. Okay, well, we'll help. What's your name?
What?
Christian. Okay. Christian, all right. Does somebody want to help Christian tell what this is? What's this? A donkey? A donkey. All right, well, we'll put the donkey in. What else is here? Looks like Joseph. And we have, a Mary. Okay, so what else is missing? What else is missing? What? The baby. Oh, here's another little present. Okay, should we pull this one open? Oh, that one's got tough string on it. Let me help you. Pastor James did all this before he left, and he didn't tell us what was in these boxes. So it's kind of been a surprise. Jack, where's your knife? There we go. We got it. All right. Let's see. All right, here. Okay.
Baby.
Baby. Very good, Christian. All right. And we'll put the baby right there in the manger. All right. So what we've been waiting for all this time is to make this complete. The angels talked to the shepherds, and they came to see the baby Jesus. And there's a verse in Psalm 27:14 that I found that says, "Wait for the Lord's help. Be strong and brave and wait for the Lord's help." So that's a reminder that we need to wait. And we know it's exciting that it's Christmas, but we waited all this time for Jesus to be born. Okay, you can go back to your seats. Thank you.
Isaiah 35:1-8. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom like the crocus. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it. The majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who have anxious heart, "Be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. The recompense of God, he will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap like a deer and the tongue of the mute sing for joy. For waters break forth in wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool and thirst, and the thirsty ground springs of water. In a hunt of jackals where they lie down, and the grass shall become reeds and rushes, and a highway shall be there, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it. It shall belong to those who walk on the way. Even if they are fools, they shall not go astray."
could have come like a mighty storm, with all the strength of a hurricane. Could have come like a forest fire, with the power of heaven in your flame. But you came like a winter snow, quiet, soft and slow, falling from the sky in the night to the earth below. Could have swept in like a tidal wave, or an ocean to ravish our hearts. Could have come through like a roaring flood to wipe away the things that we've scarred. But you came like winter snow, quiet, soft and slow, falling from the sky in the night to the earth below. No, your voice wasn't in a bush burning. Your voice wasn't in a rushing wind. It was still, it was small, it was hidden. It came like winter snow, quiet, soft and slow, falling from the sky in the night to the earth below. To the earth below.
Lesson 6 comes from Luke 1, verses 26 through 35 and verse 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, and he will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
Mark chapter 1, verses 1 through 15. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in Isaiah the prophet, "Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." John appeared, baptizing in the wilderness and proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And all the country of Judea and all of Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair and wore a leather belt around his waist and ate locusts and wild honey. And he preached, saying, "After me comes he who is mightier than I, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth to Galilee and was baptized by John in Jordan. And when he came up out of the water, immediately he saw the heavens being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased. The Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness, and he was in the wilderness 40 days, being tempted by Satan. And he was with the wild animals, and the angels were ministering to him. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God, and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel."
Luke 2:1-20. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from a town of Nazareth, to Judea, and to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told to them.
Now I invite you all to join with us in Circle of Sanctuary as we pass the light from the Christ candle.